All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, a podcast that connects you to higher power you deserve. As you can see, I keep telling you guys that Higher Tech Podcast is about being in the world, being holistically about wellness from your career to your lifestyle. Everything is encompassing all in one. And so I have the great opportunity and chance to be here with my great friend in Switzerland, Zurich, Switzerland, Ms. Martina Fink. She's joining me today as a guest, and she is her own owner of Glow program and franchise. It's doing some miraculous things where she takes young ladies and helps them with their full, complete wellness from everything, from their mindset to their health to their physical activity. And she has wonderful retreats that she has around the world. A retreat that I would love to attend, you know, in Bali, Indonesia. But she's joining me today to talk about the importance of wellness, as well as because, again, as an entrepreneur she is and a working woman that she is, she has an understanding of how important it is to have the complete package. So I don't want to waste too much time, but we're here on a beautiful boat ride that she's allowed me, taking me on a tour of beautiful Switzerland, Zurich. So tell the people a little more about the Glow program, how you got the idea for the program, and you know, and how you live your lifestyle and from a wellness standpoint. I know, but I want them to know. So okay.
Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. I'm really excited to be here on this very exclusive little setting with the mountains in the background and the lake. It's a beautiful day. We've been suffering from cloudy, cold days, so it's nice to be out here. I don't even know where to start. I believe I'm a holistic health coach, and so when it comes to well-being and wellness, it's really important to approach all areas of life and all areas of wellness and health. So it's not just about eating salad and vegetables. It's really about trusting yourself more and listening to your own intuition, rather than doing what you hear from the outside. So whether that's you should do this kind of workout, or you should be on this diet, or you should do this meditation, it's really about understanding what works for me. So what kind of nutrition works for me, what foods feel good in my body, what foods don't feel good in my body, what kind of workout motivates me, and not that we have to force ourselves to do something that we really don't want to do.
Facts. Right. Let me ask you this. How did you cultivate that? I know now you're born and raised in Switzerland, and I know I'm from the U.S., but I do understand culturally for everybody, there's certain systemic things that, you know, kind of sway people to do things. So as a young woman growing up here in Switzerland, how did you cultivate the mentality to find out how to be so focused on your health and wellness, and then to listen to yourself more so than industry or what the media might say?
Yeah, so that makes sense. In a lot of countries in the Western world, we learn to function in a system, right? We go to school, we go to university, we learn things so that we can function within a system and keep the systems alive. And so I wouldn't say that there's a specific Swiss thing that I was able to pursue. It was more so my family, how they live their life. My parents are both musicians, and so they've always pursued their passion throughout their lives and live a life or build a life around what they love, right? And so I've learned growing up that it is really important to do something that you love, not just go to a job or take over your parents', a company or whatever. If they're bakers, now you're a baker.
Right, right.
That's something that happens a lot too, and it's totally fine. Makes you happy, but for me, I just always knew that I don't just want to be working Monday through Friday, like 9 to 5, or here it would be probably 8 to 7 or longer.
Right.
There's very high expectations of people here. It's a lot about how much you show up and accolades, you know, what you could prove and what you can put in your CV and be really proud of that. Just, again, that's nothing wrong with that either. If that makes you happy, great. But I just think there's more to life than doing something to please others and really figuring out what works for me, what excites me, what makes me joy personally, what is the best and the most, how do you say that? It's really the glow, right? What brings out your glow?
That's a good one.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. You guys know we do wine and we do I do a little wine, so we know that. Right, right. She doesn't.
It doesn't feel good to my body, so there's nothing. write about it either. So you that one works for you. And so same in career. I love my job. I was a store manager at Apple, and I love Apple. I love the products. I love our team. And at the same time, I noticed how my creativity side of myself just got lost because I was only working and functioning, right? Work, eat, sleep, repeat. You do the same thing every day. And even though it can be fun, it's not the best. It's not the most, how do I say that? Like my essence of floating. Being able to make, I'm able to make an impact, but there's other ways where I can make a bigger impact.
Yeah.
We're satisfied.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And I think, guys, as you know, here on Higher Power Tech, again, it's about the complete wellness. You hear what she's saying, finding what makes her happy, finding her joy, and then working that path and that process. And we always talk about on our episodes, no matter what your pursuits are, if you're mid-level, if you're senior level, if you're, you know, beginner in your, you know, career and your pursuits, if you're a full stack front end, you know, engineer, if you're a data scientist and you're trying to pursue the corporate ladder, like you keep hearing her say, it's important for you to find what makes you happy. But then once you find that, you still have to work within that. And that doesn't always mean that every aspect of the journey is going to be fun necessarily, right? But you can have more, I guess, focus and intensity along the way and fulfillment if you allow yourself to follow your heart and not just the career or, like you were saying, the CV, you know, like, and that's any culture, that's any country, right? Everybody's always trying to climb that proverbial ladder instead of going after what they desire. And I think you do a great job of that. So can you talk a little bit about your program? How do you lay it out for your ladies in the GLOW program in order for them to pursue their better selves?
So one thing I wanted to touch on, just to
line up, yes, speaking, yeah,
in terms of like, how do I know, you know, it doesn't always have to be easy. It can still be challenging.
Yeah.
It can still be the right thing to do, right? Is that you can ask yourself, am I doing this out of fear, out of love, right?
If we
follow a certain corporate career because we feel like we should or we have to, because society expects that from us, then it's usually because we're looking for an outside validation and we do it out of fear. Sometimes you can pursue that same career because you love it or because it brings you joy.
Right. Like
learning what is my intuition, what is my intuition saying? Is it fear or love? That's something that's really helpful.
That's good. Okay, I like that. I'm taking notes.
When it comes to really starting that process, because there's a lot of people who say, I don't know what my intuition is saying, right? I don't know. It's a song. What is my intuition? We don't know. We're so disconnected from that because we've grown up in a society where we are being triggered or trimmed to follow a
system.
Things like in school, we have grades. That's what you need to work for, and you get disconnected from your
true self.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so intuition, it can be, you can feel it differently in your body. You can feel it in your gut. So that's gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you feel in your heart as well. Heart space is very individual. But in order to be able to feel that, there's four steps that I like to follow.
Okay.
And it's rest, move, nourish, and flow. So the first one is rest. And it's honestly the number one thing I talk to all of my clients about. Are you sleeping well?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sleeping well? Are you sleeping enough? And again, with sleep, same thing. You might need 6 hours and you're great. And I need at least 8 to 9 hours to be a great shape,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's individual. You need to kind of first assess what works for me. How can I operate? How can my body be fully recharged on a regular basis?
It's so beautiful that your first one is rest, because in our course, the first thing we talk about is the importance of your, in order for your day to be well, your night previous has to be well, right?
Yeah.
So you have to end your, we always say too in business, you have to end your week before your week gets started. So it's always the prep work before, and people always skip past the importance of sleep and rest. Even if you got to take, you know, a 15-minute nap during the day or whatever it may be, that's important because that's you revitalizing, giving back to your body and to yourself to be still for a moment. But I love that, the rest part. So number one is rest. You have three others.
Rest is not just sleep. It's also eating breaks. It means not eating your lunch while you're working at your computer, right? So actually, even if you don't have a lot of time, you have a day, can you turn your computer off? Can you put your phone away and eat for 15 minutes and just do that, right? That is really, really allowing yourself to take breaks. Go to the bathroom when you need to go to the bathroom, do it 30 minutes longer.
Facts. Facts. Yes.
Little things like that.
Yes.
You know yourself the rest, or do you have this story in your mind of like, I need to finish this first, and only then,
yeah.
It's a thing of making rest the priority over everything else. That is covered, then everything else will be so much easier.
Which I love you bringing that up, because I think the demands, the external demands, are what we are allowing to force us to try to say, I have to push through. And that's still not being true to yourself, is what you're saying, about recognizing I need to take this moment to take a moment. But if we don't do that, then we're not being true to ourselves. And then again, we're perpetuating the whole cycle of the system, the demands of the job or whatever being the most important thing, right? When that's not, you are the most important thing in order for that to get accomplished, right?
And it's also the better you get to know yourself, you know that when you are exhausted, you can sit at your desk for 4 hours and cannot get anything done, right? And you can take a 2 hour nap.
Hey.
You can get the same amount of work done in 2 hours. So that's really about understanding yourself, your body, how you function, your energy, your efficiency. And once you can tap into that and understand how to work and rest,
yeah,
it'd be so much easier because you have more time to take care of yourself and not just forcing yourself to sit at a desk and then work out your hours, right?
Yeah, because it's so important too. You know, people... Sorry, guys. We're in public. We're in public, so you gotta deal with us. All right, unfortunately. So, sorry about that. So, they call it the law of diminishing return, right? When you try to do more, thinking you're going to get more out of something, right? But you're not. You're getting less from it, right? So,
it's like the
20/80 burrito. Yep, all of them. Yep. Law of diminishing return, the 20/80 rule, all of it. You know, will. Basically, I agree with that. That makes all the sense in the world, what you're saying. So this is still on, we're still on rest, right? Yes. Okay, so go ahead on to your next ones.
And again, here, it doesn't matter how you move, it matters that you move. We are energetic beings, so we have energy inside of us. Emotions have energy.
Yes.
So if we experience a lot of anger or frustration about work, possibly, or something in your relationships, it can also enjoy this matter. What emotions? This energy is inside of your body.
Yeah.
When you just sit at your desk because you have a job where you work at your desk all day, right? Your energy gets really stagnant. And for women specifically,
yeah.
It's also in the hips, not just women, that's for everyone, right? In the hips, you store a lot of energy. That's why if you ever have tried yoga and you do hip opening yoga practices, it can be that a lot of emotions can be released.
Yes, facts.
At the desk, which is not what we were made for or what our ancestors used to do, we get this stagnation in the body. And that's why movement is so key. And again, whatever that may be for you, I try to move my body at least 30 minutes a day. That could be a short workout. It could be that I get off the station earlier, walk a little more, just to make sure I do move my body.
Right.
In whatever way.
I think that's phenomenal because, like you said, so we always talk about calories and nutrition, right? And, you know, calories in, calories out. So weight loss is important, you know, all that stuff. But all the calorie is energy, right? So how do we expel energy, or how do we, you know, get the most out of ourselves as humans if we're not moving, if we're being sedentary and we're being stationary? This is why, again, in the course, we talk about the importance of starting your day off with some physical activity. And is what she's talking about. And you've heard other episodes, Joaquin talked about the importance of taking a break and going for a walk, you know, on a break. So therefore, you can get out into the fresh air if you're able to get outside. We're in Switzerland right now during the wintertime. But even yet still, Martina had us go for a walk the other day. You know, she lives in a beautiful part of the suburbs. And we went for a nice walk where we were able to enjoy the weather and, you know, decompress, even, you know, and that's important because what it does is it revitalize you in so many ways. Your cortisol levels come down, your dopamine levels get hit because you get a chance to see, you get a chance to be more creative. Everything is built off of energy and motion. It's life, it's chemistry, it's physics, it's all that stuff, right? So I agree with you 100% that being physical motion is important, and it allows you to have your own natural stress reliever. Would you agree? Decompression, if depression is a thing you might be facing, to get up and move, if you notice, even in that motion, Tony Robbins talks about it a lot, you know, just get your body up and active and move, you know? So I think it's phenomenal. That's part of your step number two, motion.
Yes. Also, the key here is to find a way to move that works for you. Mm. So for me, I know if I don't move in the morning, it's going to be really hard for me, right? Yeah. And there's other people who love working out after they finish their days.
Right.
And so some days, especially for women, women are listening, you have different energy levels throughout your cycle too. And then maybe when you're on your period, you're not the most energetic and you can't do, I don't know, CrossFit, whatever, crazy workouts.
Right.
And learning to understand your body, how movement can fit into your schedule too.
Yes.
I personally love doing my home workouts and going for walks, which is easily accessible. I don't have to take a long trip to go to the gym and then do the full thing there. And, you know, it's too difficult with my busy schedule.
Yeah.
But for someone like you, who this is your top priority, so you will make the ride there and you will take the time to go there, because that's how it fits into your schedule, right?
Well, yeah, and I think, well, not only it fits in my schedule, but like you're saying, I think what you're saying is you have to figure out your lifestyle and then you have to figure out how to make it a part of your lifestyle, even if sometimes it's not necessarily easy to do, because you have to understand. Yeah, that's the part, because a lot of times we try to say, okay, well, it just doesn't work. All of us would say, I don't have time. You don't understand my schedule. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Let's talk about that. I don't.
Yeah, go ahead. Please, go right in.
I always say, you know, obviously we all have 24 hours. It's the only resource across the planet that is spread equally among all of us.
Love it, yeah.
Doesn't matter how old you are, where you live, we all have 24
hours. That's right.
So it's really, it's not a valid excuse to say, I don't have time. And when you say that, you put yourself in a victim position.
I love, thank you.
Time is controlling you.
Yep.
So you, first of all, want to get into a position where you control time, where you are the owner of your time and your energy and how you organize your life. And then it comes back to priorities.
Yes.
So instead of saying, I mean, I know what a busy day and week and month that, you know, life looks like. And there's times where, yeah, it's hard to fit all of it in. So I have learned to change the story in my mind. Instead of saying, I don't have time, I say, it is not my priority right now. I have other things that are more important to me right now. Or I actually assess and figure out, is it a priority for me? Maybe it should be a priority for me. So what can I prioritize less so that I can prioritize the movement?
And I will piggyback off of that. You're absolutely correct. And I always say this, you guys know this. You are the fucking priority. I don't give a care. The only thing that's, like you said, the one thing that's with us 24 hours is the commodity that no matter what, your body is with you no matter what is going on in your life, whether you get that promotion, whether you lose that job, whether you have that relationship, whether you don't have that relationship, whether you're sick, whether you're not, whether you feel good, whether you don't, your body is with you all every single moment of every single second that you have breath and you're moving on this earth. If that's the case, you have to be the motherfucking priority. You have to be the priority. So, and I always say, you know me, I always say this with this much passion and energy, because I think we get it misconstrued, because we're so focused on the pursuit of the things that we think we have to do. The only way those things get done is if this body is intact. It's kind of like when you're working on a project at your job, you go harder when there's a bottleneck or there's a problem, right? Yeah. You dig deeper, right?
When you have a timeline.
Yeah, exactly. You dig deeper, right? Not one of us who are on this, us talking or you listening, If it's a problem, we go harder to fix it. Because why? We want to, first off, keep our job. We want to get that paycheck, right? We don't want our boss to say we didn't do our part, right? So why is it that because your schedule gets a little intense, all of a sudden now your body and you are no longer a priority to get that movement in? Whether it's the walk, whether it's a yoga class, whether it's a fitness, whether it's going to the gym, it needs to be something. Because again, you have to be the priority. So that's my only thing that I always, I'm coming from a fitness background, right? but that's only because I understood from an early age, just like you understood, I have to have passion for me, not for the aesthetic purposes. That has nothing to do with that. The passion is so I can fulfill the needs of, oh, I got to now take this C++ course, or now I have to take this boot camp and, you know, and Six Sigma, or, you know, to get a certification, or I have to create this new career. in order for you to have the energy to do so, you have to be able to be physically and mentally and spiritually aligned. And the only way to be aligned in those things is the vessel has to be intact to do so. Okay. So work harder on building yourself, you know, even when it's not easy. That's the moment. That's when you can sit back and say, you know what? I did it. And then you got to do it again the next day, you know, but it becomes easier when you're feeling good. Right. Okay. So sorry, I just wanted to throw that out there. So, but I love the steps. So rest number one and motion movement number two. Okay. And then we have two more, right?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
The third one is nourishment. And when I talk about nourishment, people always think it's the food you eat. Yes, it includes the food, but it's also emotional nourishment.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So whatever that may be for you, it's really important that you find your way. Right.
Can I say something to that real quick? Because me and Raquel, my old business partner, we used to say, first question we ask you, what are you listening to and what are you watching? Because that nourishes your spirit in some way or diminishes it. Whatever, you know, if you're listening to stuff that's junk and you're not reading things that are substance, it's going to pull on you. So,
but yeah, and it's the same with food. Like, if you eat a lot of crap, if you read ingredients labels and you read words that you don't understand, chances are that your body actually will not understand.
That's right. That's right. Right. Yeah.
So, the way I eat or nourish my physical body best is through clean, organic eating.
Yes, you do.
Anything that is packaged.
She doesn't try. She avoids it. Yeah.
I try to avoid any chemicals, any packaging, any, you know, just eat as close to nature as possible to nourish my body as much as I can. Because I believe this beautiful Mother Earth has created so many beautiful vegetables, plants, fruits, and all of it that are full of colors and nutrients. And that's really all we need.
Right.
We need all the packaged crap. I mean, it doesn't mean that you cannot eat chips sometimes. We had a lot of chips, so that's good.
She has a garden in her backyard. So she, when I tell you she actually practices what she preaches, she practices what she preaches. So yes. Yeah. Oh, and her refrigerator is so colorful. Yeah, always color coded too as well, but colorful, meaning that she has fruits and vegetables literally that's on her shelves. And it's so refreshing to see that because in the States, everything is packaged. Everything is, you know, a container of some kind within the refrigerator, right? So to see that she's practicing what she preaches. So I'm only, you know, validating what you're saying, you know, vouching for you that you validate that.
And I think if you go, you walk into a supermarket, you know how small the vegetable and fruit section is compared to the rest, right? Mm-hmm. And how brown and beige everything is.
Yes.
So I think if you really want to be vital and have energy, we need more of these vital, energetic, you know, nutrients and more colors. And if you want your life to be more colorful, be more colorful stuff.
And right.
How whatever you nourish your body with is going to. You are what you eat.
Yes.
You've heard that before.
Yes.
And if you eat a lot of crap then that has no energy, then you're going to have no energy.
Exactly.
If you eat a lot of colorful, energetic foods, vital foods, you are going to become that. Because your body processes everything you put into your body.
Right. No, you're absolutely correct. And we always talked about, and we you've heard in other episodes, a discussion from both Joaquin and I and others that we bring on, we talk about the importance of nutrition being the paramount after your rest. Nutrition is the most important thing that you can actually put into your body. And then the activity being the nucleus or the nuclei to all of those other two being the primary. So you are what you eat. You're absolutely correct to have, you know, vitality in your skin and your energy, like you said. If you're feeling sluggish, it's because of, like she said, you're eating foods that have so many chemicals in it and so many, you know, words that we do not know. And by the way, she speaks five languages, guys. So it has everything to do with it.
Not understand
the
ingredients.
that's my point. She speaks five languages. And so that means if she speaks five languages and still doesn't can't read the label, that's saying something, right? Because, you know, all the languages in the world pretty much, right? But so, yes, I think that's it's so important. Like you said, nourishing yourself is your third point. Nourishment comes in so many facets. specifically with nutrition, if you're thinking about it from a actual nourishment of the body, but also to what we talked about, what you're listening to, what you're watching, what you're taking in. Nowadays, it's so important for you all to understand this from my perspective with that nourishment. Because we have social media and because we have access now to looking at Instagram and these memes, you know, different little clips of, you know, funny things, what we're all doing now is we're escaping still. And you may not be an alcoholic, and you know, I'm not alcoholic, I'm drinking, right? But, you know, either you may not smoke or you may not, you know, be a sex addict or whatever you think is an addict, right? I think we're becoming addicts of escaping through nourishment of things that do not nourish ourselves and nourish our mentality to grow ourselves. So when you're wondering why you don't have the energy to pursue the next thought of, well, what's the next certification I need? Or how do I deal with this boss that's stressing me out? It's because you haven't in your downtime given nourished your mind where you're reading something of substance of self-help or something of, you know, emotional intelligence or something of spiritual growth and development. You've been taking in these little quick 30-second clips, but they all add up to hours of ignorance. And so what I'm asking you, what she's saying in her third phase of nourishment, start nourishing yourself with getting, you know, if you have an iPhone or, you know, a Droid, there's, you know, a book app that you can have, you know, download audiobooks of something of substance that you could just pop in your ear, you know. It doesn't have to just be a YouTube clip of people dancing or this, you know, stupid thing that's just funny.
We do like people dancing on YouTube videos.
I'm not saying it's bad. Right. And I'm not saying it's bad, guys. But I'm saying, though, it's just like, you know, just like a little glass of wine is not bad. Watching a couple clips is not bad. But when you're struggling to try to find that next thing and you're not giving yourself the sun, if I start drinking 3 or 4 glasses of this, that becomes a problem. And I'm doing that daily.
Yeah.
That becomes all right, guys. Welcome back. So you see our background has changed a little bit. However, we still are on the boat. We had to switch boats. We had a little altercation with the charger and all that great stuff. As you see, we're trying to create something for you as well as great content, but also great scenery. So we left off with you guys talking about the importance of prioritizing yourself due to nourishing yourself well. And we just want to conclude with the next couple points here that Martina has that she gives in her 4-point process with her clients, amongst many other things she gives. We just want to make sure that we deliver this to you. So nourishment was the third point, am I correct? And when we were talking about the prioritizing of oneself, we prioritize the work that we do, all of us end up doing because like that's so important to do so because of the need in order to take care of bills, take care of lifestyle, to make the money. Your body is important and how you nourish yourself, as she was alluding to, is so important for you. How you nourish yourself with food, we talked about first. And then we talked about as well, the importance of what you listen to and what you watch and what you see. Okay. So just make sure you balance that out. All right. But she has a great step on that process. She talked about that. So do you want to continue with that point or do you want to go to your point number 4? It's up to you.
There was something that I was saying.
No worries. So while she thinks about what she was saying, if it's in relation to the I just want to make sure I bring this back up to you. She brought up a good point that we don't want to beat ourselves up for what we do ingratiate into our life, if you will. But we do want to make sure we focus on if we need to correct that area, we take our time to correct that area. And it doesn't help us when we allow ourselves to, because she said earlier in one of our other points, you know, where we play the victim, right? Or we become the victim. And sometimes we don't necessarily know we're playing it. But as we're talking about what we're talking about, we want to make sure you're aware that, yes, you can become the victim and you can play the victim. And we don't want to do that. Now, don't beat yourself up for yourself once you're aware that you have been the victim of something because you allow your mentality to get there. You have to be able to break that habit and not allow the victim mentality to be the reason why you stay within the things that you know are not beneficial for you. Okay. So, you know, it's like you got to handle it with kid gloves. I'm even trying to deliver it with kid gloves, if you will. I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to attack you because you watch YouTube videos or you watch the activity that's not necessarily conducive to your knowledge or your emotional nourishment or your spiritual nourishment or your nutritional nourishment. But you have to be aware if you're doing those things, pivot. That's it. Pivot. Would you agree?
The point that I wanted to make was concept that I really like about adding in to crowd out.
Mm-hmm. I like that, adding in to crowd out.
So I'm not really a big fan of restriction and forbidding yourself stuff like, right, don't eat this, don't do this, because that's really, it's like you tell a child not to play with a certain toy.
And then you go do it.
Exactly. It's what you want more of, right? Mm-hmm. And so by adding in healthy habits, by adding in healthy foods, healthy movement, whatever that may be, self-care, you will naturally crowd out the unhealthy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that you're not allowed to eat this and then you should eat more salads and you force yourself to do that. It's, again, something that you do out of fear, right?
Right.
You want to do it out of love. So I can still eat the chocolate as an example. What if I eat a banana first? Maybe over time I will not even need or have the desire to eat the banana.
Facts.
And so it's the same with everything. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting inspired by YouTube videos or just even distracting or treating yourself a certain TikTok or whatever you may be watching. But how about doing some self-care first before you go down that rabbit hole, right? So maybe I remember one of my clients, she used to have a Netflix addiction. So she would come home from work and then just chill on the couch and Netflix. And then we talked about this exact concept. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, well, next time I would just do a little meditation before. And then she texted me and she's like, I actually don't feel like Netflixing now anymore, right? And so that way it's not like you should not Netflix and you're restricting yourself from it, but you're creating a healthier way that is actually more sustainable. Because we don't want the quick fixes. We don't want 7-day challenge, whatever. We want something that you can actually create time and that will last. That will really build a healthier lifestyle rather than a quick, happy moment.
You're actually correct. I think it goes back to your initial, when we first started, you said love over fear.
Yeah.
That's important. And I always go back to, if we say we value ourselves, if we... what we put our base, our values in, if you value yourself, love should proceed, right? So you're right. It shouldn't be a thing of, what'd you say, crowd? How'd you say it?
Crowd? Add into crowd.
Right. You know, it's always the psychology of how we say things. I know, to try to get people to try to, you know, maneuver, but everything we're saying all fits into it. Like, you talk about the motion. Because she had the motion, your client, of doing something of constructivity, you know, constructiveness for her, right? As opposed to going to Netflix, eventually, because she was in motion of doing the thing that was better for her, eventually it became second nature. I don't want to do the thing that doesn't, but she was in motion. What we talk about is step number two, right? To do the better thing for yourself. So however you want to phrase it, guys, or this, you know, yeah, it's nothing wrong with, or not, just know if you're in a stagnant place that you're not happy with, you have to get into a motion of, and the activity of, doing the opposite of what you don't want in order to bring about what you do want. Mm-hmm. And now, however you phrase it, so you can feel good about yourself, or, you know, not be depressed about that, that's fine, you know, but do the thing that you need to do in order so you to be happy. You know, that's how I look at it.
And that's a beautiful transition into the last point, which is to glow, right? What makes you glow? And we often have this mentality that when I have the job, or when I have the relationship, when I have the promotion, then I will be happy, and then I can do all the things, and then my life will be perfect. Your life is happening right now, in this moment.
Right this moment. That's right.
So how can you make this moment right now glowing and special to you? How can you enjoy your life more? So whether that's painting, dancing, spending time with your family and loved ones.
Spending time with your friends.
Exactly. Traveling the world, exploring new cultures and places. It doesn't matter what it is, what brings you the joy now. So it's the same thing that we talked about before around, I don't have time for this. You don't need 2 hours a day to take care of yourself or do something that's good for you. It can be listening to one song and dancing in the kitchen, or even dancing to music while you're cooking.
Right.
Whatever that may be. It's really about adding those glow moments in now. And the important thing about the 4 steps is the order of it, right? So if you're not well rested, it doesn't help to force yourself to meditate, to go to the gym, to do all the self-care.
Facts.
You first need to start with the first step, resting.
Yep.
Once you have that in place, make sure you move, make sure you nourish yourself, physically, mentally, emotionally, and then add in the self-care. But I feel like a lot of people do this backwards and they're like, oh, I need to add more self-care and do all the things. It's not about doing, it's just being.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. I think you're absolutely... She's in, sorry to hear a little bit of this sound over, but she's absolutely correct. It's a step to it. You know, like on the airplane, they'll say, put your mask on first, right? It's a step to it. They don't tell you to put your mask on your child first. They don't say, put your mask on your friend next to you first. They say, put your mask on first. So her four-step process, which is number one, what? Number two? Number three? And number four? All those in that order. She's absolutely correct. In that order. Will allow you to be better for yourself. Hence why her program is as successful as it is. Hence why people have had great reviews of what she's done, because and great responses to it and great lives afterwards, because they put those steps in order properly so they can get what they need. And so all we're talking about is making sure if you're looking for a change in your career, in your pursuits of what you're trying to go after, whatever, your love life, your relationships, if you do these four things in this order, it will allow you to live the life you want to live, not someone else, not your mama, not your boyfriend, not your husband, not your kids, you. If you are the best of yourself, if you are everything you can be for you, you can be something more or better for the next person or a person you're trying to interact with. But we always look for everybody else to be able to bring something to us. And then we're like, well, you didn't bring, no, it's not about them. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for what you did. When she started off talking about, she has figured out a way to pursue her passions, pursue her pursuits, to work through and figure out what's working best for her body, for her career, right? He heard the operative word, her, not anybody else. That, you know, we think of it as being selfish, but again, if they say put your mask on first on a plane, what, how is it selfish for you to take advantage of building you up the best way you can? If you're looking for that, you know, 100, 200K career position in tech, you can't negate the organic development of your own personal workflow, your own personal development in order for you to be what you want to be. Because if I tell you this, and I've said this before in other podcasts, if you want a 200K position, you have to be able to handle that 200K, you know, financial means. It's going to come with a lot of responsibility. And when most people get it, they're stressed out. It doesn't last long or it's too much for them. You know, because they haven't dealt with themselves along the way to build themselves, to be prepared for the opportunity when it comes. Okay. So I hope what we're bringing to you, what we're talking about here, kind of gives you a little bit of encouragement that it's possible to follow your pursuits and do it in a way where it's systematic. It's easy to do where you don't have to build, beat yourself up to do it. Right. Yeah. And you can
enjoy the process. You enjoy the journey. And it's not just about getting
right.
It's actually about.
Keep talking about, You're fine.
It's actually about, the journey itself and enjoying that, because really, like, our lives can be over tomorrow. We don't know.
We don't know.
If we do the best to enjoy it, if we do the best to carry ourselves through these situations, that's really.
That's what matters the most. That's what matters the most. Because this moment, like you said, right here, right now on the boat, us talking, I'm immensely happy and ecstatic. You don't understand this view that I have right now. I was looking at Zurich, Switzerland, and with a beautiful friend of mine, as you can tell. So is there anything you want to leave the people off with before we let them go?
I guess the last thing I want to say is just know that you are enough. You don't need to do more. You don't need to get more. You don't need to finish anything. Like, you are enough right now, and you have everything it takes to live the life you desire to live and to live a happy life. Build life with love, and it all just
for you. Yeah, exactly. So, guys, I hope you have heard that. That is fantastic. You are enough. I love that. You have to understand that. You have to keep that in mind as you go for whatever it is. If you're out of work right now, you're looking for a job, you're looking to get into some new career, because our platform is predicated upon the complete wellness, but also IT and trying to get new, you know, jobs and get placements. You have to understand, though, you are enough. You can do it. Implement those four tactics that our beautiful Martina has said from the GLOW program. And if you have any more information, I'll put it in the links and information to her platform and to her program below. But we want to say thank you from Zurich, Switzerland, for joining us. And we will see you guys again on the next episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. Okay? Talk to you shortly. Bye-bye.